Awesome.
One of the funnest parts of this new role of mine is that I'm required to spend time looking for trends in education. By doing my own research, but also by going out there and literally observing what's happening in schools, I have a little bit of a list I'd like to share with you. Considering most listeners are in schools themselves, the true benefit here, and my hope, is to bring you a different perspective, something outside of the realm of your school hallways and offices. My name is Joe Clossy, and I'm your host of the Traveling Principals podcast, a show designed to add some sriracha to your existing flavors with the intent to elucidate the unclear in all things education. So, I want to get into some trends. Hopefully, if you hear something that you like, you'll investigate more or even try, perhaps. So let's dive right in. I'm going to try to be realistic. There's so many different things, but I only took the ones that I felt like were real and that I saw the most. So obviously, the hottest current topic trending in education right now is AI intervention. I've talked a ton about how this can be embraced instead of banned, such as that poor idea by New York City Public Schools a while ago. Here's a summary of my findings, which are extremely unpopular. Let me just start there, okay? AI is feared because it's being looked at as a means to possibly replace educators, I think, if I was to look all the way down the road there with that lens. I have myself created a GPT chatbot, specifically engineered to only have a workshop model lens when lesson planning. One that is front-loaded with professionals in both an industry and outside of the world of education, but are leading the way with how they treat people, innovative ways on how to collaborate, and how to lead through change. So even in the face of having a lesson plan generator that differentiates by design automatically, assists with credentialing, classroom management, and all things teaching and learning, it's rarely used. Why? Because no one wants this change. No one wants to have to do it all over again. When I say things like your content information is secondary to the learning process of students in their room, teachers get very insulted. They do not understand what I'm saying, and they immediately get defensive and disagree. Why might they disagree? Perhaps they have 3 to 7 to 10 to 15 to 20 years worth of ways to teach content. It's not organized through the means of how that content is learned. It's organized by content, chapters, right? And so this makes a teacher feel like everything that they have worked towards trying to teach students to do is now sort of not super relevant and is at the push of a button of your finger. You know, I mean, that's tough for somebody to comprehend, okay? As a former English teacher for a long time, if somebody was saying to me, yeah, you could just use AI, I would have thought like, dang, I just wasted all those years, all that time, all that energy, all that effort. But I really didn't, right? I can teach all of the skills necessary out of the content. And that's what my focus always was. Like, I'm teaching different novels so students can learn specific skills. Such needs to be the case again in school. And AI can really lead us down that path. How about using it to your advantage to generate examples? Test the waters and boundaries with new ideas, hypothesize, collaborate, examine with a lens of precision. And creativity is just being explored in its most shallow of capabilities with AI. Instead, we're afraid of it. We call it stealing, we call it cheating, and think it's only going to replace. A trend that couples with AI, this AR, VR, hybrid learning environment. I go into schools and see teachers talking to a portion of the class only. I see pacing guides demanding teachers keeping up regardless, or they're seen as not good enough. It's extremely obvious to anyone that walks in a classroom that you're either putting up current graded student work and content, or it's coffee stained, it's been up so long, stuff is up so long it takes the color of like a treasure map, okay? These immersive environments are assisting teachers in exhibiting content, so experimenting with the exposures elevates the rigor and comprehension because of how that content is displayed, right? Not because of the successes of how it's being taught, but because of another means of displaying that information. I'm seeing this internationally as well with a fusion of learning environments combined called XR, like a combo of VR, AR, AI, etc. And this is mainly for higher education, which I'm so proud to say in this podcast. U.S. colleges and universities are demanding students sign a contract that they won't use AI to complete their useless curriculum demand. And I say useless because AI can replicate the entirety of it, so yes, it's useless. Why would I pay somebody to give me that information when GPT 3.0, the free version, can do it for me? College professors, the college educators, they've never evolved their instruction from differentiating or meeting the needs of the learners in the room. They're professional talkers at best, but don't get me going because we're on trends. Here's another one, just to get off that topic altogether, okay? I'm proud of this next one too. Albeit it's a tough one for these guys for certain, but I'm seeing an emphasis on soft skills in both middle and high school. This revolves around speaking and communicating with others no matter the setting, interacting socially, and what it takes to be successful in professional environments. So this means some teachers out there are having their students learn life skills in addition to the content. In other words, how do we apply what we learn in class? And I like that. Another trend that is closely related to the last one, schools are focusing on what's called micro skills. And I like this too. Micro skills are individualized task-based skills that can lend to a certification or credential of like some sort, such as C++, scaffolding, construction, school support staff credentialing, right? For school aides, teacher aides. Paraprofessionals, medical technicians, culinary requirements for certain employment, and many, many, many coding languages. I mean, Google offers a Chromebook certification where you're able to work on Chromebooks immediately. What this is saying to me is you don't need to go to college to have someone talk at you about stuff you can learn super fast and at your own pace, or at least with the notion that your comprehension is considered and not just course registration is. Okay? To jump back on that chip really quickly, just understand what that's saying. Schools can offer these certifications, these credentials. Students can get them in high school, they can get them in 11th grade, they can get them more in 12th grade. It's not ultimately necessary to go to college and get a 7-year degree to be a drafter when you can get the free version of Revit through Autodesk, learn how to do it in high school, and by the time you graduate, you're manipulating 3D environments. I mean, come on. Right? Not rocket science. I have to say, although the US will take forever to comprehend this next one, competency-based education is gaining steam. And here's why I think. This is personalized means of educating students in most cases. Standards are actually used in the process of learning and become purposeful regarding student growth. This takes a good bit away from the notion that content is primary as in most traditional classes, and the content is used to exemplify the skills that the standard covers. This is what I like to call learning. I like this. You know who doesn't? Pearson, Scholastic, Corwin. These education publication giants would need to start all over again with keeping a grasp on controlling education. They already put out math textbooks, so this one will take a magnet or a charter or forever to grow. Honorary mentions to this list when considering trends in the United States. Get this one as a perfect transition to my next segment, global collaborative learning. Think about it. We all know how to jump on a Zoom, so why not find someone across the seas who may want to debate a topic, inquire about a different perspective, and demonstrate what they do in their area? If you're studying someplace specific in science, I'm pretty sure people live there. I'm pretty sure you can reach out and literally communicate with them. Now, this one is easier said than done because most educators don't have that international audience like I do. So let the traveling principal guide you along this path. I know so many folks internationally that would love to do this. The perspective of international folks to collaborate with those in the United States is like through the roof. They will totally do it. So here's some notable trends happening internationally then, since we're on this topic, and they are as follows. Get this one, micro learning. So this is when a teacher could focus on a skill, for example, research, and every day the student would practice the skill until it's second nature. This can be regularly or daily assessed formatively and eventually summatively. In primary schools, this can also be content-based and encourages continual learning. It also means students wouldn't move on until it's learned, which I really like. I'm also hearing that micro schools are a thing now. Although I struggle with how different a micro school would be from a specifically focused CTE, Career and Technical Education School in the U.S., so, for example, I came from a public culinary high school in New York City, Food and Finance High School. No art electives, language was French due to the cuisine. We had sports, but our kids were there to cater, not play basketball. Huge difference. And I like this concept, and it worked really, really well. I've been in it several times for the last 16 years. So micro schools, if that's what you're calling it in your area, your neck of the woods, do it. I have been doing it now for a while and it is extremely successful. This last one, I'm learning about daily. So I'm struggling with it a little bit. Blockchain. So by definition, blockchain technology is a foolproof mechanism for recording information that makes it difficult for a system to be changed, hacked, or manipulated, which is vital for securing and maintaining the credibility of things like certifications. So we're talking more than NFTs of different colored monkeys. We're talking student records, entire districts worth of data, validating things like transcripts and official records, and soon anything that we produce or create online, media, for example. With the ever-growing notion of hacking and insecurities that breeds with online use and storage. Since we're putting everything in the clouds these days, we need to ensure that what that means isn't that everyone has total access to all of it in the sky. That's my cloud, right? So stay out of my cloud unless I let you in. But this is very interesting. As we shift, as we grow, there's this huge notion with regards to AI that, you know, it's stealing. Well, if your stuff is done through this blockchain, I'm starting to understand, no one can just take it and manipulate it at all unless you have permission or it's sold to them. That was the notion of the NFT, I guess. But again, I'm learning about this one. For those tech heavy schools, let's hope that you guys start to embrace this. But kudos to some schools out there that are trying to push these boundaries. I think the toughest one for educators right now that's trending is the use of AI. It's not the devil. It's not leading us down a path to destruction. It's actually trying to help us, and quite a bit as well if we learned anything about it. I guarantee you'd embrace it. As always, if you want to know more about anything we discussed in the show, reach out to me at joe@travelprinciple.com and ask away. I'd be happy to get involved and help out however I can. I can podcast on your questions, on your topics, whatever it is, just drop me a line in the subject and I'll get on it. This is Joe Clausi, your traveling principal, signing off saying, right now, not using AI to make you more effective as an educator is similar to when you check into a hotel and the manager says, I have a free upgrade to the presidential suite that includes all amenities, foods, and drinks that you will need throughout the duration of your stay. Shall I upgrade you now? And you say, nah, I'm good with the standard twin bedroom without windows because I brought a few packs of ramen and I know there's a microwave in there. I just don't get it, y'all. But thanks for listening.